Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master of storytellers, Damon Runyon. And this one of his most famous, Princess O'Hara. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. I guess nobody who is not a patron of Broadway ever hears of Princess O'Hara. But there are quite a few citizens along the stem who do remember. I am among said citizens. Indeed, I will lay more than a little 6 to 5 that I am not likely to forget. Because it is because of the princess and a racehorse named Gallant Godfrey that I almost put my checks back in the rack before the appointed time for my demise. And how this comes about is a story I will tell you in a minute.
And now back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Princess O'Hara.
As I am saying, it is Princess O'Hara and a racehorse named Gallant Godfrey who almost occasioned my early departure from this earth. Now, the princess is not really a princess. She just gets that name because of her father, who drives a hansom cab in the vicinity of Central Park. We call him King O'Hara. And he is not really a king either. How he gets the name of King happens one night maybe 6-7 years ago when 2-3 of us are standing in front of Mindy's just watching the street. And the scene is as follows.
Look, Broadway. Ain't that O'Hara driving up?
Yeah, it is.
It is O'Hara, but look on the seat next to him. Is that a little doll I see?
It is, Mitzi.
Hello, O'Hara.
Good evening to you, Broadway. And to you, Harry and Mitzi.
Hello, O'Hara.
Now, do you stay on the seat, darling, while your father does a bit of business? Gentlemen, I trust the three of you are well.
Can't complain, O'Hara. Can't complain.
Good, good. Hey, I see you're looking at me daughter.
That little doll is your daughter?
Yes. Me daughter Maggie.
She is a cute little doll, but why is she on the hansom with you?
And why not? Tis time Broadway saw the likes of her. This is her vacation from school.
Oh, she goes to school?
Oh, yes. She'll not grow up behind a horse like I did, and my father before me. No, sir, gentlemen. She'll read and write and do sums like the fine ladies I take through the park of a Sunday.
Well, that is a laudable ambition, O'Hara, but it seems to me such education requires more than just a little scratch.
Yes. Every penny I make goes for her. Her who has the blood of kings in her veins, like her father.
Kings? What kings?
The ancient kings of Ireland, gentlemen.
You are a king? Where is your crown?
The kings have fallen on evil days.
Look, if you are a king, then your daughter is a princess.
Princess O'Hara.
Hey, that sounds good. Princess O'Hara.
Yes. Princess O'Hara.
Okay, from now on, you are King O'Hara, and the doll is Princess O'Hara.
So, that is the way it is. Then it happens that King O'Hara falls on even more evil days. In fact, there are no more days for him, because he dies. And we do not see his horse Benjamin anymore. There is some talk about what becomes of the princess. But nobody does anything, and we forget about it, what with this and that occupying our attention now and then. Then, one night in front of Mindy's, I am standing with last card Louis the Gambler, and the scene is as follows.
As I am saying, Broadway, Harry has no right to...
As you are saying?
Look, Broadway, do you see what I see?
I do not know. Perhaps I am not looking in the same direction.
Ain't that Benjamin and King O'Hara's hansom pulling up?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
But May I always draw it the inside straights if it ain't a doll in the driver's seat.
It is.
And what?
It's the princess.
Princess? What princess?
Princess O'Hara.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Well, well, well. Where has this doll been keeping herself?
She is grown up.
Yeah, she is.
Excuse me, but I'm looking for a gentleman called Broadway.
I am called Broadway.
Oh, I'm so glad. You don't remember me, do you?
Princess O'Hara.
Oh, that's right.
It's easy. 7 years ago when I first see you.
I was only 11.
Broadway, I am still here, not having left.
Oh, sure. Princess, this is last card, Louis.
Princess, I am happy to kiss your hand.
Go along with that blarney.
Princess, you say you are looking for me? Why?
Well, Dad told me to find you. He said you could help me.
Me? Help you? How?
Well, since Dad died, I have to earn a living. I can't spend all my life in school. Well, there was just enough money to get me this far.
Oh, you are low in scratch.
What?
Money.
Princess, I will deem it an honor to advance you the loan of some bobs.
No, thank you. I'd rather do what my dad did.
Huh? You mean drive a hansom?
Why not?
But that is just what he does not want you to do.
Oh, I'm not afraid. He put me through school doing it. I can support myself doing it. I have a license.
Well, how do you like this?
Princess, what can I do?
Well, Dad said you knew everyone, and maybe you'd tell your friends about me.
Sure.
Princess, you have your first customer. 92 times around the park will be all right for a starter.
Oh, I hope Benjamin will hold out.
That is a very ancient horse.
Oh, but wonderful. Dad drove Benjamin all his life.
Well, what are we waiting for? Princess, you are in business.
Well, that is the way it starts. The princess does a roaring business because everybody is anxious to ride with her. The reason being, she is a doll who is A number one in the looks department and in personality. In fact, some of the boys get to know Central Park by heart and can even tell now where the trees are. But none of them ever gets out of line except last card Louis. But then he is somewhat of a suspicious character. Well, this goes on for some weeks. Then one night we hear that Benjamin the horse is sick and the princess cannot go about her usual rounds. So a group of us, composed of Harry the horse, little Mitzi, and myself, go to the livery stable. And the scene is as follows.
I hope we are not too late.
Horses is very funny. One minute they are all right, and the next they are running out of the money.
Yes? Oh, Broadway. Mitzi and Harry.
How is he?
Well, come in, please. Oh, he's very sick. It's colic.
Oh, colic.
Do you have a doctor for him?
Oh, yes, but there's nothing more the vet can do.
He does not look so good.
This is the first time I ever see a horse laying down. Except one season at Hialeah when I see a lot of horses laid down. With my money on them.
Poor old Benjamin.
Maybe he needs a horse specialist. Is there such a thing?
He keeps his eyes closed.
Does he get enough rest and quiet?
We're doing everything we can for him.
It is tough. What does the doctor say?
Nothing, just wait.
How long does the doc expect Benjamin to be out of the running?
Well, maybe 3 weeks or four, until he gets his strength back, if he gets better.
And in the meantime, you will have no horse to pull the hansom cab.
Oh, I'll get along. I just want Benjamin to get better.
Now, Princess. Things are never as bad as they could be sometimes. But that looks like a real sick horse. He does not seem to be breathing.
Oh, he is breathing, but very little.
Princess.
What, Broadway?
What are you going to do?
I'll get along.
But how?
Oh, I'll find a way.
Maybe we could raise enough scratch to see you through this illness.
Oh, no. No, thank you. Last card Louis offered to help, but I'll get along.
It seems to me what you need is a horse to take Benjamin's place until he is back on his feet.
Well, where could I get a horse?
There are many horses in the wild.
Oh, but they cost money to rent. I couldn't make expenses if I didn't own Benjamin.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
There is only one thing to do. Get a horse for you.
Oh, but where and how?
At present, I have no ideas.
You are thinking of something, Harry?
I do not know. Well, Princess, we are going now, but we will drop in again and see the patient.
Oh, thank you, Harry, and Broadway, and Mitzi.
It is practically nothing.
In the meantime, Princess, you will let us know if there is anything we can do.
Oh, of course. Good night.
Well, that is that. We know that the princess will not accept charity. We are a little mad at Lascard Louis, because we know that his offer is not bona fide. So, back at Mindy's, we have a little meeting, which is as follows.
We must get a horse for the princess.
You have any ideas, Mitzi?
Short of buying a horse, I have no ideas.
We do not have enough scratch between us to buy a small pony.
Harry, you say that once before tonight. It means something?
I am thinking that there are more than several horses at Empire City.
The racetrack?
The same.
What if there are?
Well, all this talk of buying a horse is foolishness when the stalls at Empire City are packed with horses at this time of the year.
There are a great many horses there, yeah.
Then let us send a committee up there to borrow one. The princess can use it until Benjamin is back on his feet.
But suppose nobody wishes to lend us a horse.
I do not mean to exactly ask anyone to lend us a horse, Broadway.
Then what are you hinting?
Let us borrow one without asking nobody.
This sounds a little like stealing.
Well, I look at it this way. If we ask one of the horse owners to lend us a horse so the horse can pull a hack, the owner will be offended because he may figure we are insulting the horse.
So let us say nothing whatsoever about it.
This sounds just a little illegal.
What of it?
I do not know what of it.
Then we will borrow a horse. But who will we get to borrow it?
Who?
Who?
I have no experience whatsoever in borrowing horses. Once or twice I've borrowed other things, but never a horse.
We will scout around. Sooner or later, we will run across somebody who can borrow a horse for us.
But it is not that easy, because it comes out that nobody along Broadway seems to know anything about borrowing a horse. It is really amazing the amount of ignorance there is on Broadway about this. It is two nights later, and we are sitting in Mindy's thinking, when little Mitzi gets a bright idea and says as follows.
Hey, I just think of something.
Yeah, what?
Look, this week at the Madison Square Garden, there is a Wild West show.
So there is a Wild West show. We are looking for horses, not Indians.
It is not a Wild West show. It is what is called a rodeo.
It has got horses in it.
You mean we should borrow a horse from it?
I am not thinking about that. I'm thinking of something else.
For example?
Look, when I am a kid, I read all about the West. Way back in Illinois or Ohio or someplace, they got citizens who put the pinch on horses.
Horsnappers?
That is it.
Mitzi, I do not follow you.
Look, this is a Wild West show. In a Wild West show, they have all kinds of citizens. They probably have somebody who knows about stealing.
Borrowing
horses.
And how do we approach this citizen?
Gently at first.
And if he does not see the light?
He will see the darkness. We have got to help the princess.
Mitzi, I think that is a good idea. Who will go to the garden?
I will go.
I do not like this. Something is going to happen.
Nevertheless, it is the only way to obtain a horse. I will go to the garden and see somebody.
Have you got a ticket to the show?
Ticket?
Well, comes up the next day and we do not see little Mitzi. And we wonder what happens. Then we get a message that we are all to meet him at the livery stable. And so we go to the stable. The princess is not there, due to the fact that she is elsewhere. Which is just as well, because we wish to surprise her with the horse. It is late at night, and me and Harry the horse are waiting. And then we hear...
That must be little Mitzi. Yeah, I wonder if he's got a horse.
I think if we open the door, we will be able to see.
Sure.
Is the coast clear?
Come on in.
I have got a horse out here.
Bring him in.
Okay.
Mitzi, what are you doing?
How does one make a horse go where one wishes?
I will give you a hand.
That is a horse. A beautiful horse.
Close the door.
Mitzi, I am proud of you. You do it.
It is easy. I go to the Wild West show and I make some inquiries. One of the citizens tells me there is an old guy who used to pinch horses when he is younger.
Go on. What then?
So, I find a guy who is wearing leather pants with hair on him. He snatches the horse from Empire City.
Just like that?
Oh, he says it is easy. All he does is walk up, open the stall. Here is the horse.
Yeah. Here is the horse. Here is the horse.
Harry, why do you say it like that?
Because I take a good look at this horse, and I know who he is.
There is something wrong with him?
Nothing at all. Except that he happens to be Gallant Godfrey.
Gallant Godfrey?
Yeah, the greatest racehorse in the country. In fact, the greatest racehorse in the wild.
And now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Princess O'Hara.
Well, that is that. It seems we now have the greatest racehorse in the world. The three of us are looking at each other and back at Gallant Godfrey, whom we are wishing is back safe in his stall. Indeed, there is a move to return this borrowed horse when the princess comes back just as we are about to leave. And the scene is as follows.
Boys, you... Where did you get him?
To tell the truth, princess, we... The horse will have to be returned.
That is right.
Yes.
Well, naturally, as soon as Benjamin is better, we'll take this one back. Oh, my, he's wonderful. Where did you get him?
We borrow it.
Oh, I know, but where?
It is a long story, and it is very late.
Oh, this looks like a wonderful horse. He doesn't look as though he's built for pulling a hansom.
Maybe his looks are deceiving.
Oh, come on. Help me harness him to the cab.
You are going to harness him to a cab?
Well, isn't that why you brought him? Well, isn't it?
Yes.
I guess it is.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Well, then, come on. Please help me.
A handsome cab.
We'll see how he looks.
I wish I know how I will look in a few days.
What?
Nothing.
Help me, boys.
He is objecting.
You are going to put the blinkers over his eyes?
Oh, sure. Yeah. There you are.
Hey, look. He looks like a different horse with those things
yeah.
on him.
Yeah, he does not look like the same horse at all.
Ah, I do not think anyone would recognize him.
Broadway, I think you are right.
Oh, he's wonderful. Beautiful. Almost as beautiful as old Benjamin.
Princess, any similarity between this horse and Benjamin is very lucky for us.
Why'd you say that?
Because we are very glad the horse fits the harness.
I'll tell you what. Let's all get in and go for a ride.
With him?
Well, why not?
Princess, we are due someplace else any minute.
Well, I'll take you.
I will walk.
My doctor says I need exercise.
Oh, please, boys. Please go for a ride. I want to try him out.
Boys, let us face the music. We are going for a ride.
Naturally, we think this is our last ride anyplace because we are sure that Gallant Godfrey will be recognized. But he is not. Nobody thinks of looking for a racehorse on the front of a hansom cab. And so it goes for 3 days. Meantime, Harry noses around and finds out that Gallant Godfrey's owners do not wish to make the loss public, as they figure Godfrey just wanders from his stall. And because he is due for some big races later, they do not wish to alarm those who want to place bets on him. Now, it so happens that about a week later, I am standing in front of Mindy's talking with Last Card Louie when the princess drives up, and the scene is as follows.
Well, 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 the princess.
Hello. Hi, Broadway.
Good afternoon, princess. How is the hansom cab business?
Oh, just fine. There's just one thing wrong.
Wrong? What is wrong?
The horse you lent me always wants to gallop.
That's so. Oh, That is a very nice-looking horse. You know, I think I have seen him someplace before.
Well, sure, he is around a lot with the princess.
That head. Princess, where did you get this horse?
Oh, the boys borrowed him for me.
That's so. Where from?
From the rodeo with the garden.
Rodeo? I have never seen a bronc like this. This horse looks very familiar.
Maybe because you are acquainted with many horses, and one horse often looks like another, especially since they are all horses.
Broadway, Princess, get back in the hansom.
Oh, what's the matter?
Get on the seat, Princess. Broadway, inside the cab, fast.
What for?
Never mind, get in. Okay, Princess, get going.
Where?
Central Park. Get all you can out of this horse.
I do not care for a ride.
Shut up. Princess, get moving.
Louie, what's the idea?
Look behind us.
I see nothing but a big black automobile.
Sure. And in that big black automobile, a big Eddie and Spanish John.
Huh?
They are after me. They claim I drew one too many last cards in a game last night.
I want out of this.
Stay right where you are. They might not shoot if you are with me.
If I know Spanish John and Big Eddie, and I do, they will shoot into a Sunday school picnic if they are in the mood. I feel that they are in such a mood.
Princess, faster, faster.
We're at full gallop now.
Oh, this is a wonderful horse. We are passing all the traffic.
I will open my eyes and look after a while.
Turn in the park, Princess. Through the transfer.
It will catch us in the tunnel.
It is our only chance.
Are they gaining?
We are holding our own. Once we are through the park, I can duck in one of the apartment buildings.
Ooh, like I say before, they are in the right mood. Those are shots.
We gotta make it faster, Princess.
He's got the bit between his teeth.
If he likes it, let him have it.
Come on, Gallant Godfrey.
Gallant Godfrey? Broadway, what did you say?
I am in no mood for chit-chat. They're gaining. Louie, look back.
Princess, when you get to the transverse, turn left.
We'll be going into a one-way street.
Sure, then we cut across the lawn and back around.
My last day on Earth, and I spend it behind a horse.
We are almost to the transverse.
I will spend the rest of my life indoors if I have any more life coming.
Now, Princess, now turn him! Turn him!
What happens?
Oh, they cracked up. They could not turn into the one-way street.
Is it all over?
All over. I think Big Eddie and Spanish John are out of their mood.
Well, are they dead?
I do not think so. But, Broadway, do I hear you say the name Gallant Godfrey?
Gallant Godfrey? What's that?
Nothing, Princess. Nothing at all. This is a very wonderful horse. He saved my life.
Louie, what are you going to do?
Broadway, I have not yet made up my mind. But when I do it, it'll be something real nice.
Well, I do not like the way Last Card Louie says that. But I am in no condition to offer argument because I find I cannot move due to the previous excitement. However, the payoff does not come until several days later, and I will tell you about it in a minute. As I say, it is not until several days later that I am sitting in Mindy's. I am wondering what Last Card Louie's trick is going to be when I am joined by Harry the Horse and Little Mitzi. And the scene is as follows.
Hello, Broadway.
Harry, how are you?
Broadway, I am glad to see you.
Yeah, I am glad to see you.
You know, Broadway, we are wondering who it was that tips Louis that the horse is Gallant Godfrey.
Yeah, puts us in a bad hole.
Now, look, boys, I can explain.
It is all right, Broadway.
Everything is fine.
Fine? How?
Ah, here comes the princess.
Hello, princess.
Hello, boys.
Sit down, princess.
Oh, thanks. Oh, wasn't it wonderful what last card Louis did?
Wonderful.
I can take the money and go back to school like Dad wanted me to.
School? Money?
Don't you know, Broadway?
I am in the dark, and maybe it is better this way.
Oh, last card Louis bought my horse for $1,000.
But then
he gave the horse right back to me, so I can have someone else drive the hansom, and I can go back to school.
Oh, it is wonderful. There are so many wonderful people in the world.
The world is full of sweetness and light. It is a little hard to make people see the light, but it can be done.
Princess, we have a little business to talk over. So if you will wait for us, we will be right out.
Oh, all right. Don't be long, because we want to take our last ride together before I go away to school.
Ain't it wonderful?
It is.
What is? Last card Louis knows the horse is Gallant Godfrey.
But he does not know that Harry and me know it.
So he gives me $1,000 to buy the horse.
Princess O'Hara's horse.
Gallant Godfrey?
The princess does not own Gallant Godfrey. She owns Benjamin.
And Louis buys Benjamin?
Oh, he thinks he is getting Gallant Godfrey because he reads there is a reward for the horse, $10,000. So he figures to keep quiet, make a little scratch, quick.
And he gets a bill of sale for Benjamin.
A horse that is no good to him. So we persuade him to give Benjamin back to the princess.
You persuaded him?
Well, we talk to him.
Yeah, we tell him Big Eddie and Spanish John will be out of the hospital soon. And this town is not healthy for him in that event.
So he goes away.
I think he will stay away.
Then everything is all right.
Certainly.
Particularly since Harry and me returned the horse we borrowed.
And there is no questions asked. It seems they are very glad to get Gallant Godfrey back.
And we are very glad to get the reward money.
Well, well, well.
It is like I always say, honesty is the best policy.
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, Princess O'Hara. Listen in again next week to... The Damon Runyon Theater. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville and the stories adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. This is a Mayfair production.